If you would like to grow some of your own produce but aren't sure where to begin, I invite you to try the Three Sisters method of gardening. The Three Sisters is a technique of interplanting corn, beans, and squash that was invented by Native American Indians more than 2,000 years ago. This method is an easy and sustainable way to grow a lot of food on a small space with minimal work or expense. In a Three Sisters garden, the corn grows thick and tall. Bean vines climb the corn stalks as a trellis. Dense squash plants cover the soil as living green mulch. Beans are a nitrogen fixer. They fertilize the garden as they grow. The root systems do not compete, and the plants do not crowd one another. They actually grow better when planted together than when planted individually. Indians grew a tremendous amount of food on these gardens without plows or any type of chemical pesticides or fertilizers. Indians survived on these gardens. Pocahontas helped save the colony at Jamestown with the produce of her Three Sisters' gardens. After Captain Smith abandoned her, she taught the method of Three Sisters' companion planting to her new husband, John Rolfe, and he became the first great plantation owner in America. The Indian Squanto taught this method to the Pilgrims. Three Sisters' companion planting vastly increased agricultural production in the colony and enabled the Pilgrims at Plymouth Rock to survive. In fact, the first Thanksgiving meal was corn, beans, and squash. Even a tiny 3 foot by 3 foot garden will produce with this method. Plant the corn and bean seeds on the corners of a 12-inch square and plant the squash seeds on each straight line. This is a perfect starter garden for children. To plant a 100-square-foot garden, prepare 3 garden rows, each 10 feet long. Plant the corn and bean seeds together down each row, 12 inches apart, and plant the squash seeds in between these pairs, 24 inches apart. This little garden can produce 60 ears of sweet corn, 30 pounds of beans, and over 150 pounds of summer and winter squash. Three Sisters gardens grew extensively across North America until the early 1900s, when industrial farm equipment replaced small-scale farmers. Soon, vast chemical monocultures dominated the agricultural landscape, and the old ways of farming were forgotten. Indians and rugged pioneer farmers fed their families with Three Sisters plantings as they settled a great wilderness. I use this method to pioneer my own farm, and it remains the cornerstone of our farm business today. You can use this method to pioneer your own space. The Three Sisters will happily make themselves at home in your backyard garden. Visit us at fourstringfarm.me to learn more. This is Justin Butts with your Wholesome Heritage Garden.